Welcome back to Occult Symbolism and Pop Culture with your host, Isaac Weishaupt. That's right, new title. You already heard the episode where we discussed the rebranding of this podcast. And true to form, today we're going to focus on the pop culture elements. That's right. We're going to do the classic Illuminate Confirm TMZ Illuminati Roundup show. Today in particular, we're going to discuss the alien films, Prince Harry, whatever his damn name is, Vanessa Hudgens. Oh my God, no. Say it ain't so, Isaac. Not Vanessa. Yes, Vanessa. No one's safe. No one's exempt. Even my favorites, they'll get the action. They'll get all the smoke. Doja Cat and Katy Perry with her crazy eyeball tricks. And I've actually got more, so don't think I've missed a bunch of events. I've actually got another show I'm going to work on. I'm putting some finishing touches on it. It's going to include your girl, Taylor Swift. Don't think I'm going to forget about Taylor Swift. She was my first... the first girl I got in trouble with on the old YouTube. Back in the old YouTube days, she got me shut down. So don't think she's getting off the hook either. But that's going to be on another show in a week or two or whatever. I got some stuff I got to research, all right. So without further ado, let's get into it. First off, the alien question. Why are we talking about the film Alien? Well, shout out to @PickledLandon on Instagram. If you follow me on Instagram, @IsaacWeishaupt, you saw I put a rug on my studio wall. That someone is Pickled Landon. Made a beautiful rug of my ugly face, and it's on my wall, and I love it so much. Thank you very much. He makes some amazing rugs. Check him out. Like and subscribe. And what the origin of this, he listens to the show, obviously. He had a question, and I told him I would address the question. Here's the question. He says, I think there are no aliens in the Alien franchise, just variations of human genetics mixed with the black goo or prima materia, as you would say. I suppose the goo would be considered the alien aspect. We're going to get into that. Let me finish the question. We'll come back. It also seemed like David represented the next stage of humanity on its current path. And him creating the xenomorph was him creating the final stage of humanity, which is without logic or reason and designed only to survive. Well, my dear friend, you write very intelligently. You must know a thing or two about a thing or two. And you make some really good points here. The Alien franchise doesn't necessarily show us tons of aliens, right? If you think about it, the seeds from the aliens are really the terrifying factor here. Like in Prometheus, we see the early engineers, which I guess those would be the aliens, but they look exactly like humans, but they're giants. Are they the Nephilim? Are they the ancient aliens? Is this part of the, alien astronaut theory? Well, the engineer comes down to Earth, prehistoric Earth, before humans and all that stuff, and he's specifically on a mission. He's on a mission to conduct the alchemical great work. He goes through the phases of dissolution by drinking the black goo, drinking this black fluid, initiates the alchemical process. And the black goo in alchemy, the nigredo, the first stage in the process. It strips him down to the prima materia. This is the prime material in the terms of alchemy. This is the building blocks of life. Because they believe, in some strange way, through my interpretation, that man could strip himself down to the basic constituents of life and rebuild himself in a better, perfected way. And that's what you see in the alien films. And in the film, of course, this kickstarts evolution on Earth and eventually gives birth to the humans. And if you follow the storyline, the humans give birth to the new form, the transhuman. And this takes us into David, who's the character that represents the next stage of humanity on its current path. Yes. That's the question presented. And yes, that is the what David represents. Shows us the path via transhumanism. That's where they want to take us next, with AI intelligence becoming more self-aware and eventually turning on its creator. Okay? That's what they want. They want us to turn against God, against our creator. That's why it's called Prometheus, because he is the Prometheus. He turns on his creator, Peter Weyland, right? He's the Elon Musk type character seeking immortality on another planet. Like Elon Musk wants to go to Mars with a Neuralink cap on his dumb head. And now the storyline is that David survives this first planet where the engineers start catching bodies, right? Him and Elizabeth Shaw survive. They leave at the end of Prometheus. They go to discover a new planet. They get there. They kill everybody on the planet and start experimenting. Or David does. He starts using the GMOs. He makes the GMOs, the black goo, right? It's a mutagen. And he tracks it in this little lab. He's got a journal. He's trying to create the perfected form of life. Now, it's interesting because in the question presented here, was this xenomorph, that's like the big-headed alien from the original Alien film, was the xenomorph him creating the final stage of humanity? Now, I don't believe it to be the final stage, but and this is just what I think. I don't, what the hell do I know? But I do believe it's an eventual stage. All right. I say it because I think digital consciousness is the final stage. That's the final act. When we finally evolve through transhumanism to shed these unnecessary prisons for the soul, the human body. That's what they believe. It's a Gnostic belief system. But it's interesting that you mentioned it doesn't have a logic or reason, and its only mission is to survive. And that's a good point. You'll also notice the aliens do not have emotions. And in a way, I think it's a less evolved form of man. It's a less evolved form of the Homo sapiens, right? And what's interesting to me is that in Prometheus, when they get to LV-223, that's like the moon, the planet, the moon, whatever, where they find the engineer ship. You recall there's a scene where they find a xenomorph in a crucified position in a mural on the wall. But the xenomorph doesn't get created until later, right? Until David goes to the next planet and starts screwing around, where he learns how to use the black goo to evolve through the experiments. So was this thing a time traveler? I don't know. Lots of questions here. And didn't Shaw in Prometheus talk about how the engineers sent an emissary to Earth and we killed him? So now they're mad and that's why they want to kill all the humans. Of course, referring to Christ. But lots of different potential answers here. I'm not a huge, massive alien nerd. Maybe someone's got a better explanation, as I would guess they do. There's lots of ins and outs to the story that I don't know, because there's spinoffs and comic books and all this other crap. So, good question. Even better rug. Okay, thank you for the rug. Again, check out my man on Instagram, at Pickled Landon. All right. Prince Harry. Why do I keep calling him the other? Prince Harry, he got an Illuminati warning, it turns out. From thenews.com, that's the website. I'm going to read to you here. It says, Omid Scobie, the author of Meghan and Harry's biography on Tuesday, shared a screenshot of a message he received from, quote, the Illuminati, with a funny caption. The message read, quote, the Illuminati is a non-religious organization that brings riches, wealth, fame, and power to its members. We are reaching to certain people from billions of citizens to recruit and support them to their dreams as a career leaks. Are you interested? And then Scobie, who's a friend of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, shared the message with the caption, my time has come. Now, of course, he's joking. If you've ever seen these messages, I used to get these years ago on the blog. I would get lots of spammy comments, you know, and sometimes you'll get them in the DMs. This is equivalent to the Prince Nigerian scam. This is the Prince Nigerian scam for the 2010s. I'm surprised it took that long for them to get this one. I thought they were done with this. I thought they've moved on. But no, it seems that this Illuminati scam is still going around. And it's interesting, right? If you go back to the beginning of all of this, Robert Anton Wilson in his Illuminatus trilogy popularized the term Illuminati. Because before that, it wasn't really popularized. And now it's, you know, much like the term conspiracy theory, it's taken on a new life of its own. And it's just interesting to see it pop up so often in pop culture. And we're going to talk about that here in a minute when we talk about Doja Cat. But first, I do want to talk to you about, and it makes me sad to say it, it hurts my soul to say it out loud. We're going to talk about Vanessa Hudgens. Yep. You may know her. You may love her. She was a Disney actor as a kid in the High School Musicals. Kids loved her. They still do to this day. Well, she was on Kelly Clarkson's show promoting a new documentary. Take a listen.
Zoe, is it true that you have a new passion in life? Are you obsessed with ghosts? I hear you are.
It's not really a new passion.
Okay, we're just finding out.
You're just kind of like finding out. Okay. Yeah, I feel like I've accepted the fact that like I see things and I hear things. And
wait, do you really? You've had like experiences?
Yeah, a lot of them. A lot of them over the years. Like even as a child growing up, like I remember being like getting ready for school when I was 8 years old. And there was like, you know, those ducks that like is like the duck thing that you pull to toy.
Yeah.
There was one of those on the dining room table and I started walking and it just started like going alongside me. And I was like, interesting. Mm-hmm. And I kind of shut it down for a while because like, it's scary. Like the unknown is scary. So you can't.
Yeah.
But I recently was like, no, this is like a gift and like something that I have the ability to do. So I'm going to lean into it. And I recently did my first like real paranormal investigation, like with equipment and everything.
What equipment? Like a flex capacitor? Like what are we talking about here? Like what kind of equipment?
There's a lot. There's so much on the market, genuinely.
What?
But like my favorite thing is called a spirit box.
Okay.
And it basically scans radio frequencies really quickly. You want to do it in like more of a rural place so it doesn't pick up stations. And like if you put it on AM, it just sounds like static. But something about the electricity that it creates allows spirits to speak through it.
And I mean, the earth is all, we do have frequencies.
Exactly,
has its own frequency.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I was sitting at a tombstone in a graveyard with my best friend.
Because that's what we do. That's what.
Well, if you're trying to find ghosts, yeah, like you know go what? To the graveyard.
Yeah.
And
is this at nighttime?
Sitting,
or?
Yeah, nighttime, pitch black.
Wow, we're different.
And we found this one tombstone of a spirit that we were told is very playful.
Oh.
So I turn it on. I'm like, hi, Sam. I'm Vanessa. This is Gigi. I'm like, I'm not very good at this. I'm like, you're Sam.
I am so into doing this. Wow.
And then Gigi goes, Sam, can you tell us our names? What are our names? And then we just hear, shh, Vanessa, shh.
No. No.
Yeah.
Did you run then?
No. No, I was like, cool. Do you have anything else that you want to tell me? And I just hear, shh, nope. And I was like, okay, cool. Well, thank you. You have to like tell them to stay because you don't want spirits to follow you.
Or do you?
No, you don't.
No.
No. We're trying to live like, you know, without that. We don't need that all the time.
Wait, so if you, if you were a ghost, do you think you'd want to? I would follow people. I would follow people.
Now, truth be told, that clip was from April 2022, but I only recently found it. I just recently hit my radar. Vanessa Hudgens says, I've accepted the fact that I see things and I hear things. Is she Illuminate confirmed? I mean, say it ain't so. What's interesting is that she's made several mentions to her embracing of elements of witchcraft. if you follow her social media, apparently over the years. I don't catch every single thing she posts, but she's mentioned that she's a witch. And if you go to her Wikipedia, it says she's actually a non-denominational Christian. She goes to the Hillsong Church. That's the Justin Bieber church. Can you do both? I would argue that most Christians would advise absolutely not. You cannot be into witchcraft and be a Christian because they worship different gods. The witches in Wicca venerate the horned god and goddess, the Mother Nature goddess, whereas the Christian god is the Holy Trinity. Two completely different things. Now, all that being said, I believe you can be a Christian and still venerate nature in a way, right? Not worship. Respect it as God's creation. But you know what? It's not up to me as to dictate what she says or does or believes in. That's the beauty of our world. We all have the freedom to believe whatever we want. At least we still do to this day. Things aren't looking good on that front. For what it's worth. But anyway, Vanessa Hudgens, she's working on a documentary called Dead Hot, Season of the Witch. And I love the title. I love the title. It harkens upon Halloween 3, one of the greatest Halloween movies. You could argue it's the best Halloween movie. Halloween 3, infamously called Season of the Witch, infamously devoid of Michael Myers. Probably the funnest. It's probably the funnest Halloween movie, right? But anyway, this documentary she's working on, she's going to be ghost hunting in Salem. It's in post-production. But they apparently her and, oh, what's her buddy's name? Gigi something. They travel through Salem exploring the paranormal. I'm here for this all day long. Let's go, you know. I watch all of the Ghost Adventure stuff. I'm really interested. You know, ghost hunting started me down this path. Okay, your boy used to ghost hunt back in 2000, the year. And before it was really on TV or anything, I was with the Utah Ghost Hunter Society, and we did several ghost hunting things, and I had a lot of weird stuff happen. And that's when I decided, okay, maybe this is real, and I'm not doing it anymore. And I stand by that. But, and no word on the release of this thing. It should be soon, I would hope. But you'll recall, Vanessa Hudgens was in Spring Breakers. That's right. One of the greatest films of all time. We did a show on Spring Breakers earlier this year. If you haven't experienced it, or the show, you're in for a real treat. You're going to love it or you're going to hate it. I guarantee that. There's no middle ground with this film. You know where I stand on it. And that's okay if you don't agree with me. I'll put the link in the bio, or not in the bio, I'll put a link in the show notes. You can take a listen to my episode about it. My homage, top five films of all time. Don't at me. Moving right along. Doja Cat, she had a birthday party, and it was a real humdinger. All right. And this was on, I read about it on TMZ, right? That's why I call the show the TMZ Illuminate Confirm, because TMZ, it's a shortened version of what exactly we're talking about. Pop culture, gossip, celebrity nonsense. I just throw in my personal spin on these types of shows and the pop culture element. But Doja Cat had a masquerade party, and it was Illuminate Confirm. It was Illuminati themed party, and people showed up in the Eyes Wide Shut masks, in black and red robes. They played like jazz music and stuff. It included Justin Bieber. I don't know if his eyeball's fixed yet. Hailey Bieber, Kendall Jenner, Shawn Mendes. Shawn showed up without a mask, like a real dummy. He's never been to one of these Eyes Wide Shut parties, apparently. But literally on TMZ, they say it was Illuminati themed. How interesting, right? And of course, the masks represent the Eyes Wide Shut Gnostic Orgy. It also represents the Hellfire Caves, where Dashwood and company used to do satanic orgy ritual things. And the elites would gather and put the masks on so you couldn't see who was doing what. It was a way of remaining anonymous and participating in all the things. Now, one of the images, and I'll put this on my Instagram, at Isaac Weishaupt, like and subscribe, link in the show notes as always. I'm going to post an image of the cake she had. Now, the cake had a Freemasonic compass and square. And we're going to talk about what that means, in case you're new. It means as above, so below. It's the Hermetic axiom, again, an alchemical idea going back to Thoth, or Hermes, the god in ancient Egypt that came down and taught man magic, which would then be inscribed upon the Emerald Tablets. And if you want to get real conspiratorial, which I know you do, is a symbol of Luciferian light, some would claim. Supporting the Luciferian goals of global hegemony. Hegemony. How do you say that word? Global domination, right? The global New World Order is what it represents. And if you read, there's a book I've got called Symbols of Freemasonry. I'm going to read right from it. The word light is a metaphor for the word. It is a network of meaning for Masons. One example is the new initiates to the degree of the entered apprentice have their blindfold removed when they are, quote, given the light. They are indoctrinated with this new understanding of the world, this new belief system. And another example is the three lesser lights. They talk about the lesser and the greater lights. The lesser lights, referring to the sun that rules the day, the moon that rules the night, and the lodge master that rules the lodge. But it's the three greater lights, which include this compass and square. The third greater light is the volume of the sacred law. Now, this is the book at each lodge that they venerate in America, because America is generally a Christian nation. It's the Bible, open to the book of John. It says, in the beginning was the Word. Talking about the Logos, the Word of God creating. And like we talked about from the Symbols of Freemasonry book, the Word is a metaphor for the light. All right. Now, this volume of the sacred law could be the Bhagavad Gita or the Quran or there's Jewish version. There's tons of Freemason chapters in the world, right? The Jewish one would use the Old Testament. But the two of the three greater lights includes the square and compass. Now, let's go a little deeper into this. If you go to thesquaremagazine.com, it tells you, it says, Freemasonry opens the great light upon her altar, not as one book of one faith, but as all books of all faiths, the book of the will of the great architect. Read in what language, what form, what shape we will. It is all-inclusive as the symbols which lie upon it. The square is not for any one lodge, any one nation, any one religion. It is for all Masons everywhere, to all of whom it speaks the same tongue. Now, of course, this brings to mind, when you say the same tongue, the Tower of Babel, where all of humanity spoke the same language and tried to become higher than God. Thus, the smiting. The compasses circumscribe the desires of Masons wheresoever dispersed. The secret of the square held between the points of the compasses is universal. And that's what it's all about. It's all about this universal global religion of Luciferianism, according to many conspiracy theorists. Believe what you want. Believe that Doja Cat is Illuminati confirmed. Maybe, right? She pushed a lot of alien symbolism over the years. We've talked about her many times. Now, what's really curious is that guess what age she turned for this birthday? You already know. Not 33. good guess, 27. Her 27th birthday. And you know what that means? It's a reference to the 27 Club. Is she going to join the 27 Club? I hope not. But it's interesting because that's supposedly when the Illuminati comes to catch bodies. Jim Morrison, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, Basquiat, Kurt Cobain, and the infamous Robert Johnson, who sold his soul to the devil at the crossroads. They all died at 27. And it's, of course, a conspiracy theory that the 27 Club is when people pay the price. So, I don't know. Keep an eye open for that sort of thing happening. I hope not, right? I don't advocate for any such darkness. Finally, we're already at finally, Katy Perry. Katy Perry was at a concert. I got tagged multiple places. Thank you, everyone who tagged me on Twitter and Instagram. And I'll put this clip on, I think I retweeted it. I'll put it on my Instagram for you if you haven't seen it. She's performing, and her right eye starts twitching uncontrollably. And I'm watching it, and I'm like, okay, so what? She's got an issue with her eyelashes. Big deal. But she taps the side of her head. She taps the side of her head to fix it. Like she's a robot. Now, Katy Perry's had quite a history. So we're not just going to dive right in and say, oh, she's a robot, she's a clone, she's brain, she's mind controlled. There's a lot of weird things this chick has been into. The most famous was the Super Bowl. She came out as the Scarlet Woman, a.k.a. the Whore of Babylon. She got into a legal battle with some nuns. She was trying to buy a property in Los Feliz that was right next to the La Bianca murder house, right? You remember Charles Manson and his family murdered the La Biancas in Los Feliz, L.A. Well, the nuns, they had this big property, and they weren't going to sell it to Katy Perry. They tried to sell it to some other lady. I think her name was Hollister. But they didn't want to sell it to Katy Perry because they said she was a witch. And I'd like to see their argument for that. Not saying because I don't believe it. I'm saying it because I'm curious, right? Well, they got into this legal battle, and guess what happened? One of the nun, the main nun who was beefing with Katy Perry, she died. Further supporting the idea of witchcraft. Now, what's really curious is that in this area of Los Angeles, Los Feliz, currently, my man Zach and Zach Bagans, not Zach Efron, Zach Bagans and the Ghost Adventures crew, right? On the TV, they're doing an investigation of a house in Los Feliz, a murder mansion. A guy murdered his kid, and I think he killed himself then. Very haunted residence. And like I previously mentioned, the La Bianca home is in Los Feliz next door, specifically at 3301 Waverly Drive. Now, interestingly enough, Disney had a show called Wizards at Waverly Place. And oh, fun fact, it starred an actor named Austin Butler, who was dating Vanessa Hudgens. Fun facts galore. Now, another interesting fun fact, Disney's California location, Disneyland, the entrance to it is called Buena Vista Street, modeled after, you guessed it, Los Feliz. Why? Because Walt Disney himself lived in Los Feliz. Mr. Knight's Templar himself, in fact, I think he, if I'm not mistaken, I need to fact check this, but I could be wrong, I think he lived in the exact place where the nun convent was that Katy Perry tried to buy. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right on that. Yeah, Mr. Knight Templar himself, he was a member of the Order of De Molay, which is a Knights Templar outfit, and he lived there from 1932 to 1950. All interesting stuff, right? Well, all of this is relevant to today's BS against conspiracy theory, right? Katy Perry actually went through a similar journey and struggle. A Christian rap group sued her for claiming to have stolen the content and beat to Dark Horse. That was her very famous song with Juicy J, where she is portrayed as an Egyptian goddess. A very big moment in Illuminati Watcher history. You'll recall back before I got shadow banned, and I was blogging about all this stuff, and The Atlantic picked up my article and talked about it. The Atlantic, yes. I don't know if the link is still on there or not. Probably not. They probably removed it. But they had a whole article about Dark Horse and the conspiracy theories about it. Well, I did this very prophetic show on all of this drama in 2019 and the big Illuminati censorship agenda in 2019. Hear, hear. And I talked specifically about Katy Perry and Travis Scott. Very prophetic, right? I don't know if you were paying attention. I'll put a link in the show notes. If you're new to this whole thing, you got to check that one out. And it's not like I'm some genius prophet ahead of my time. I just pay attention and I see what's going on. That's why you got to listen to every episode. That's why you got to be a supporter so you catch the bonus episodes. You want to be out there not knowing what's going on in this spiritual battle, maybe? Well, here's what we talked about on that episode. There was an article, I'm going to read you from it. Katy Perry also wants the judge, she was in the middle of this case of being sued for this Dark Horse song, right? Katy Perry also wants the judge to prohibit any evidence of the so-called witchcraft, paganism, black magic, and Illuminati imagery evoked by her song Dark Horse, which is the subject of the lawsuit. She writes, quote, plaintiffs obviously want to introduce this theory to portray defendants negatively and bias the jury against them. The jury will also likely be confused by the introduction of this evidence and improperly believe that defendants can seek damages for alleged violations of their moral rights in this country when they clearly cannot. Very interesting, right? We're talking about Alex Jones. Moving on. It says, the gospel group even claimed their reputations in the religious community were ruined because Perry's song included talk of witchcraft and black magic. They said Perry was responsible for creating a false association between the music of Joyful Noise, that's the band name, and the anti-Christian witchcraft, paganism, black magic, and Illuminati imagery evoked by the defendant's song. Sorry, I'm looking up, especially in the music video version. Now, she won that appeal. I'm looking up to make sure I get this right. She won the appeal in the copyright suit. Let's see. She was found liable for infringement. Okay, I'm going to read you from Variety.com from March 2022. This only recently got hashed out. A federal appeals court ruled in Katy Perry's favor in the Dark Horse copyright lawsuit against Christian rapper Marcus Gray. Gray, whose stage name is Flame, first sued Perry in 2014, claiming her hit Dark Horse was substantially similar to his song Joyful Noise. Oh, I previously said that was the band. That's the name of the song. My bad. In 2019, a Los Angeles jury found Perry liable for infringement, but the verdict was overturned a year later when a judge ruled that the eight-note ostinato Perry allegedly copied lacked the quantum of originality to warrant copyright protection. Gray appealed the decision in October 2020, writing in a belief about the incriminating similarity of timbre between the songs and arguing against the blah, 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 blah. March 2022, the Ninth Circuit affirmed the district court's overturning of the initial jury verdict. Perry's win in 2020 marked a rare occasion in which a court overturned a jury verdict, blah, 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 blah. So there you go. Anyhow, just in conclusion, Katy Perry, to see her going through some strange mental breakdown and tapping the side of her head, this robotic eye control thing, is not shocking. I made a joke on my Instagram about how she's retrieving the access codes. I was just kidding. A lot of people said, what does that mean? I was just joking. Like she's a robot, right? I have no clue what it is. It doesn't make sense, though. Seems a little weird. In fact, I've seen people comparing that to Justin Bieber with his weird one eye thing. She was mentioned on my shows many, many times over the years. And she, remember she was in the Migos video where they eat her like cannibalistically, like she's a slice of cake? Who knows? Who knows how deep this Katy Perry rabbit hole goes? But this is just another piece in the puzzle of the mystery of what goes on in Hollywood with all these mental breakdowns and alter egos and all kinds of crazy stuff. Now stay subscribed to the show because I'm coming at you again here soon with another TMZ Illuminate confirmed pop culture show. We're going to talk about Taylor Swift, and you do not want to miss this. We're going to talk about how she's Anton LaVey's daughter, maybe. But we're going to talk about her new album and a lot of her symbolism. We're going to talk about, I got a bunch of different topics, random topics. Camila Cabello, the Washington Monument, Kim Kardashian, Charlie Daniels, Rihanna, and so much more. So stay subscribed to the show and check out the links in the show notes. If you're new to the show, if you haven't heard, I've got over 400 plus episodes. You got to catch up. You better get going because this spiritual battle is coming for you. Or you just try to laugh and have a good time on the way out. That's what I choose to do. So, thank you for listening to the show. If you like it, drop a review. If you really like it, you could support the show. I got 3 supporter feeds. Link is always in the bio. You could check out more. The easiest and most popular option is patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. Thank you for listening to the show. Till next time, stay woke.